Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to FPL War on the NC Network. We're back after 2 weeks of mind-numbingly shit football, especially national team. And so I've got the D&D Footy Factory boys again, Double D and D-Man. Gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back.
We're here.
Good to be back.
I had to come and defend myself. I got ripped apart on the last one that I wasn't here for.
Well, you should have been here then.
So I took that pretty well, but there are more important things to take at hand to take care of. So I took that personally, yeah, Michael Jordan voice, and came back with the highest score so far. But we'll get into that. That's a spoiler. You get me? We'll get into that.
I'm gonna quote. I'm gonna quote D-Man. Yeah, a broken clock is right twice.
Here we
Almost
go.
there,
Here we
almost there. You, you got it. You got it kind of right. You got it kind of right. Yeah.
go. Twice in a
Even a
day.
broken clock, right? That's the day.
Well, you got
All
the
right.
gist of
Cool.
it.
Yeah. You not
And
getting me to
and
cook.
he bit and he bit. So that's what matters.
You're lucky I weren't playing you, star. Yeah. You two together is like Legion of Doom, bruv. So like, yeah. I took that personally.
Blimey, how was your international break, boys? Was it good?
Well,
Yeah,
most
I
of it
mean,
comes on. I got like was just watching England, didn't it? Because most of it comes on Viaplay now. That used to be Premier Sports, and I'm not paying for that on top of all this crap that we pay for anyway. So I've just had to watch Bundesliga on the flipping red button. You pay all that money for Sky, and they can't even make it the main game. Like I think, you know what I mean, so they got lucky because Leicester and Southampton was a goal fest, but
Hey, I saw some of that one. The first half, but I didn't finish. I said it was
I
three
think
one Leicester half
I
time.
stopped at 4-1. I stopped at 4-1 to Leicester,
4-1.
but yeah, people were saying it's a cheat code that we're for the DD's playing in the championship. I was belly up. He almost went down in the forest though, but then when they got Sangare, but yeah, now I'm like flipping Southampton is looking bleak, boy. They beat Sheffield Wednesday on the opening day, and people thought that they were going to do a thing, but they're just losing, bro.
And then clicked by Sunday last week still.
Oh,
Well,
they're hammered.
in case in
Hammered,
terms of
yeah.
international, I totally forgot. I've forgotten the games already. I know England played Scotland and beat them. Can't remember the score there. And then
Well,
they
you
played
better
one before
remember.
that, innit?
We got a show in the morning, so you better remember,
Brother,
homie.
that can take all of 15 minutes, man. 1-1 the first game, innit? And
Oh
then
no, but then again, we would have. By the time you get there, we would have been wrapping it. We'll be wrapping it up
yeah,
still,
that's
actually.
right.
Yeah,
That's right.
anyway.
That's right. So, right on time. But
Do you know what I find funny about this last international break when it comes to England? Yeah, all people were talking about is, oh, Harry Maguire's back in the squad and Jordan Henderson. Why should he be playing? He's in Saudi Arabia. I'm thinking, wow.
they're talking about Henderson like he's not been starting games. Like they're like, oh, he's in Saudi Arabia. He shouldn't be
It cracks me up, man. It's like they've got
playing. Yeah,
nothing else to discuss. Is it that bad? Is
Well,
that boring, that bad?
Maguire's mum's defended him now, so that gave them something different to talk about this morning.
Oh, shall we talk about that? Shall we talk about that? Because I've got so many things to say about that. It's ridiculous. I could take up most of the show
Listen,
talking about
I'd like my mum to back me like that if I'm getting slaughtered the way he's getting slaughtered. Don't get me wrong, he's rubbish, isn't it? But the treatment that he's getting is getting ridiculous now. Like
Yeah,
it's
but is it as
so bad.
bad as is it as bad as what other people have received in the past, bro? Come on.
Would no, if we talk about the severity of it, no. But the fact that the man's coming on the pitch and the England fans are sarcastically cheering him because the Scotland fans are booing him, it's just long, bro. And then he goes and scores their own goal, and it's just all too much, man. It's all too much. Like we know he's not good enough, but just let him be, man. Just let him play the game. If he gets selected, it's not his fault that he's being selected at the end of the day. So
He should have gone to West Ham. It is
just on
his
top of
fault.
the
He
right
should have.
club.
It is his fault. He should have gone to West Ham.
But was it his fault that he couldn't get to West Ham? I thought that the terms couldn't have been agreed in Man United. I thought there was some sort of, or
No,
was
but
it him? I don't know.
everything seemed cool. But then he was saying he wanted,
He didn't
was
want a
it a
pay
buyout
cut.
or something like that
He didn't
from
want a
United
pay
still?
cut. Yeah,
He didn't want a pay
but
cut.
wouldn't you? If your team was to kick you out and you're still in contract, And you by rights you're owed that money. Wouldn't you stand firm and say, hold on, pay me money, then I'll leave?
Yeah, but if he didn't hand in a transfer request and they sold him, they still pay him off the rest of his contract. He just didn't
so
want to take
gripping
a pay cut.
About then?
He didn't want to take a pay cut for West Ham.
He didn't want to take a pay cut. That's what I'm just saying. When players take pay cuts all the time, so that's you.
I thought he was holding off some sort of payout for Manchester United.
No, bro, it's like you know when you heard about David Moyes still being paid by Man United, even though he was at Sociedad and Sunderland.
Yeah,
that was effectively them paying him in instalments on the rest of his contract because he signed a 6-year deal at United, didn't he? And they got sacked after one.
Huh? Was it like 8 years or something like that?
No, I think it was 6 years, and they sacked him after one.
Pardew got 8 years for Newcastle. Yeah, nonsense.
So they sacked him after one, and so they're paying him for 5 years. So they paid him off, but it was in instalments. So that's what happened with Maguire. So they'd have sold him, and he'd have got paid the rest of his contract, whether it be in instalments or up front or however, whichever way they structured it. Yeah. But this guy didn't want to take a pay cut to go West Ham. And that's why he's staying. But he's just turning into Phil Jones now.
Yeah.
Man's just happy to sit on the bench and do nothing.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah, but you got the in. I know Martinez is back in it because I think Evans and Maguire played to finish against Arsenal in it. So I'm thinking
Lindelof,
sorry.
Yeah, it's a fucking disaster, mate. Fucking disaster. But hey, it is what it is. They fucking deserve it. Anyway. Speaking of deserving it, I think Deez feels he deserves his 88 points from last week. So let's bring that up.
That's it. Obviously, I deserved it because I beat the damn team. Oh, man. I tried
to pulled up. You pulled the blinder with Alvarez, though. You pulled the blinder with Alvarez.
And I said it, remember? I said it on the last one that I came on. I said, I'm going to get Alvarez in because I thought that I thought he'd play the same roles last season and come in sometimes, but it looks obviously with the players that City let go that he's going to be starting regularly. Whether he chooses to do that with the Champions League games, I don't know, but league, his position looks safer now. I actually wanted to captain him, but I chickened out and I thought because Foden didn't start the last game before it against Sheffield United, I thought that he'd start, so I gave it to him, but he only got an assist, so I would have... It really would have been batting around the 100-point mark if I had just gone before my initial thought was. But I'm trying to go, just for the fact I have Haaland, I'm trying to not give him the captaincy every single week because I know other people will. So if I look at other people's teams in head-to-head and I see they've got certain players, I'm going to captain someone in there. Obviously, if they use their wild card, I'm stumped. But otherwise, I'm trying to beat people, man. I'm not trying to
D-man,
play around.
D-man, tomorrow on the station, yeah, I need you to point out one thing. This guy here was saying for a long time, I'm not going to pick any of Liverpool's title rivals. These Man City players, these three City players.
No. Still, what are you talking
three
about?
No. Let me finish. Let me finish.
I never said City, title rivals. I said teams I despise. I'm not the biggest fan of City, and I don't like City, but I don't hate them like I hate the Arsenal's, Chelsea's, Man U's, because I know I hate them from way back in the day.
What will it take?
I don't like them, but what I'm just trying to say is that then, in terms of just playing FPL, it would get ridiculous if everyone for the top lot. So I take the main three that I don't like. You know what I'm saying?
My guy, you're lucky you don't despise City because they took 44 points for you this week.
So don't mess. I never said title figure, you get me? I don't like City like that. Obviously. But then it would get a bit ridiculous. Who
rattled twice in 9 minutes, my guy? Come on.
You get me? In the head-to-head, you get what I'm saying? But I mean, I come back and repped because I was getting dragged. Yeah, anytime like my team don't do something, people want to talk about my technique and whatnot. But then when I win, where are they? Where are you? Where are you? When I'm putting up these scores, yeah, when I'm putting them up, bruv.
What you need to do, Dubs, is win the league, innit? Come join the big boys, innit? Win this league, yeah. And then we'll talk in it, like, or better yet, do the clean sweep like I did a couple of seasons ago, bro. Like, That's when you're at the top table, really.
But this is the thing.
I could chill for now.
Within terms of the way that I do it, my aim is to try to get top four in Justice League, and then in other, like in the classic points, if I can get top six to eight, I'm cool. Because, for instance, there will come a point when man like Chilwell are going to eat. Arsenal's players eating. You get a midfielders eating, Odegaard and them thing there. So there's going to come certain weeks where it's impossible to win. And I'm cool with that. You get what I'm saying? And I'm cool with that. That's what people them have to understand. Anyone who reads the fantasy football file, Shameless Punk or whatever, I'm cool with that. And I've said that them thing there from time. We all know
Stop. Just remind me, how many men do you know have done the clean sweep of this league, of the leagues? The D&D 40 Factory League, the Justice League, Prediction League, everyone is all equal. So, how many of you know the clean sweep?
So far... Because K is not in the 40 Factory League. So far, it's only been you in the four seasons.
Look at this guy.
That was in the second season. This is the fifth season now, isn't it? So, as you would say, like the type of what have you done for me lately and everything, there, you get it? I'm not comparing myself to you. I'm just saying,
man, is talking the hardest, my guy.
I'm just saying, in general, I've come on here, whatever, and my technique is questioned. But when I get the high score, man, where are they? I've got the highest score so far. Where are they? That's why I demand
it. It's like Postecoglou getting the manager of the month, isn't it? It's a flash in the pan, isn't it? It's all good.
You know better than anyone else, yeah? I was running a mock a couple of seasons ago. Then I went mad. I was top of what's Finney, and I in the 15 classic leagues. I was top of 14 of them, and I was second in one, bruv. And then, don't get twisted. After it was a capitulation, but through the madness, every podcast, because a lot of the leagues that I'm in, they have podcasts, were calling me out, bruv. Yeah, calling me out. Man like Chad were hating, yeah, coming on the time, like, oh, where's my shout out? Because I'm thinking to people, like, come on, so let's not go on, like, man ain't done things, in it? Man ain't done things, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, when I did the clean sweep, yeah, I was in eight different fantasy leagues. Seven of them, I won. The only one I finished, I lost by 1 point. Yeah, 1 point. So seven out of eight.
Captain C's peak.
Battered it, bro. So it's there's levels in, that's what I'm saying. There's levels.
Anyway, back to the 88, to the two fat ladies. Back to the 88, yeah. If I picked a different captain, it would have been a madness anyway, but you know.
If I'd have known the first 13 minutes of this pod would have gone this way, I would have changed your name to Double D, from Double D to Double Tapped, but anyway. Right,
I wasn't even thinking for that. D started talking about how he's won it and I haven't. I was just talking about my team. That's all I was doing. I was just talking about my team, as we do every week. I'm just talking about my team.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. So
Morris scored, who still was dragging on the last one as well. Yeah. Sorry, Morris assisted rather, who still was dragging. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're gonna cuss my players for picking them, if they do something, I've got to say why I picked them, innit?
Bro, come on! Listen. I'm giving you the opportunity to give yourself your flowers. Come on.
No. Obviously, it was all looking calm at half time, but as Haaland wants to go and score a hat trick, it was all looking calm because everyone was stacking first half. Because obviously that Luton West Ham game was on the Friday. I was actually in Birmingham at the time at a stag, and then we're all at the table eating dinner and everyone's got their mobile phone out on the table watching Luton and West Ham, when you fully well know if it wasn't for fantasy football, no one would give monkeys about
exactly,
the game.
Yeah.
But So Ward-Prowse got the late assist to Zuma. So I thought, okay, boom. But the joke is I was going to put Szoboszlai in, and then he scored the next day against Villa. But Toba got a cheeky assist because that Ferguson shot against Newcastle was deflected. Salah got his goal. Obviously, only the assist for Foden from a goal that shouldn't have stood, but I'll take it. Estupinan would have got the clean sheet, but they let Newcastle score at the end. Wilson scored that great goal. Pedro Porro got an assist for that wicked pass to Son for the Hattie. Trent finally delivered. His opening three games have been quiet. And to be honest, he should have got three assists because Matic missed a header. Yeah. And he was just creating chances, pinging balls, and I trust him to get injured after his best game of the season. And Pickford was about the own goal was actually outstanding, but obviously the own goal gets you deducted 2 points. So, like, otherwise my whole team would have returned, which would have been nice. But no, I'm more than happy with that, because I think on the show I was saying, no, actually I wasn't on the last one. Sorry, with you lot. I think on the radio show I was saying that I was hoping to get about 60 points. So I'll take that all day long.
Okay. Right, let's move over to D-Man's team, if I can bring it up. Just bear the one moment, gentlemen. Be a bit patient with me here. Is this yours?
D's getting into serious mode now, so man, they've got to be scared. Like, he's got a game.
74 thing, points. 74 yeah, points. First of all, you happy with that?
Yeah, it's not bad, but I mean, some of the selection could have done a lot better. Like, look at my back, like, yeah, obviously, I knew that I was going to concede to Man United because I knew both teams.
Is it just me or is your mic crackling?
Yeah, you're sounding a bit mad now.
Is it still crackling now?
Yeah. A bit of crackling.
Maybe not.
Don't worry. This ain't the football terrace. I won't boot you off. It's fine. No. Woo!
Can you hear me?
Come on, I'm joking. Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. What I'm saying is, look at my back line, bro. Yeah. I knew Ramsdale was gonna concede.
To Manchester. When you use your wild card, you're gonna let Ramsdale go, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%. He's gone. Like, I can't rely on Arsenal to keep clean sheets, especially at home. So he offers me nothing. I think how many clean sheets he got? One this season, I think. Oh no.
Yeah, against Palace.
Yeah, so that can't run. And then Akanji, bro. Yeah. City scored and conceded like 12 seconds later, so I'm stupid us like that, bro. Like, and then I can't rely on him to start anyway because Pep will rotate him. So he's next.
And you've got Fig on the bench, you've got Anderson on the bench, isn't it? That would have been killed me, bro. That would have been nice.
But like you said, Estupinan with the Wilson goal, obviously Newcastle in it, so I wanted Newcastle to score anyway, but we got clapped, so he might as well not have scored.
Yeah.
And obviously Chilwa, I thought he'd get an attacking return. I thought that Forrest.
You thought clean sheet because they were playing. Oh, you did think Forrest would score.
Yeah, I thought Forrest would score, but okay. I thought Chilwa, the way he's been attacking, the way he's been playing, yeah. I thought he'd make an attacking return, but 1 point, bro. 1 point. That's 7 points from a back line. Ridiculous. And then it's literally, look at it, it's literally Haaland, Madison, and Mitoma that saved me, and Rashford.
Yeah.
That's offered nothing against Man United. Diaby, who do Villa play?
Oh, Liverpool. Okay, that's it.
He was quite unlucky. Villa were quite unlucky against you in terms of their attacking play. I mean, they deserve to lose, don't get me wrong. But they created quite a few chances to put some in the back of the net. But I thought maybe against the run of play they could get something at Anfield, like a goal or something, I don't know. But
well, they had that counter-attack when Diaby broke through and he used Bailey. And he
Yeah, exactly. So I knew they'd create opportunities, but I thought they'd be a bit more clinical. That's the thing. But I think bringing in Madison helped me. And I think he's going to be... Until he gets injured.
You did good getting him in there because he's in the top five of players that have been brought in because obviously because they're playing for Sheffield United. These but they're looking at they're looking at a train or a battery, boys. You get what I'm saying? So so there's mold order.
My main problem is Isak. Like since I've brought him in, remember I read on the threshold that we did. The first game of the season, I changed him last minute and put in. It might have been Diaby. I can't remember who it was.
Did you get Archer in, and then so you could get De Bruyne in your cheap striker?
I brought him in, and he's done nothing ever since. So I don't know what Hal's going to do tomorrow because we've got Champions League on Wednesday or Tuesday, wherever it is. I can't remember, and then. Is he gonna
rotate? Must be nice.
Yeah, Wilson's been more been on it. He's been more on it since he's come on, but I don't know. That's the thing. I really don't know. So at best, I'm going to make two transfers. We'll get to two transfers. But listen, 74 points, whatever I've got. Can't complain. It's a decent score. But let's be honest, it was Haaland really that carried me. It was Haaland that carried me. So I need to start spreading the points amongst the team to start pushing on. But yeah, that's me, man. That's me.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We spoke about Rashford last week and we were saying, do we take him out? Do we keep him? Nah, we're going to keep him because he always does something against Arsenal and lo and behold, he fucking scored, didn't he?
A lot of people, it seems, have gone Rashford to Son this week, though, still.
Sorry?
Yeah.
It seems a lot of people have gone from Rashford to Son this week because Son's the number one transferred. Well, last time I checked, Son's the number one transferred player and they're expecting another hattie against Sheffield United.
Yeah, but you know, for me, when it comes to international breaks and then the restart, it's almost as if, you know, nothing. It's not as if you're going week on week and you've got the momentum going. These players have gone on international duty. They're traveling. They're coming back. You don't know if they're carrying an injury. You don't know if they've got COVID.
Yeah.
You don't know. So
that's the thing, because obviously them lot played late on Wednesday night. So they're saying that Nunes, McAllister and Diaz are probably going to be on the bench for us lot. So you've got to take all these, this is the problem now, take all these things into consideration and then Champions League rotation, and there'll be rotation. So people are going to find out now, isn't it? Some have had it early so far, Captain Haaland, press on, do whatever. Now it's just going to, it's going to get proper interesting now.
Yeah, I thought Saka would do something against United, to be fair. And, you know, that back line, D, when you mentioned Chilwell, the one thing I will say about him is that when you look at Chelsea at the moment and you see the right wing back that does really well with Raheem Sterling, those two work together really well. Yeah, but then when you look at Chelsea's left-hand side, no one is really there looking after Chilwell. Gallagher is pony, I'm sorry. Enzo Fernandez is just so focused as a number 10 that he's got no relationship with Chilwell. So effectively, when Chelsea are attacking, they're going to go mostly down their right-hand side because they've got no one to support down the left, which is why Chilwell is obviously being affected. And we spoke about the game against Luton where he should have scored. And for some reason, he decides to pass when he's on the edge of the... Well, he's inside the box, wasn't he?
I don't know, bro. It's a Kanji, though. From a back line, Kanji's the one who he may have to get sacrificed simply because I can't guarantee he starts every game. Can't. So he might be the one to fall flat, you know. I think. I'll stay with Chilwell for the time being because I've got Bournemouth this weekend. But
have you seen Chelsea's record against Bournemouth in the last couple of seasons?
But saying that though, City away to, is it away to West Ham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I expect West Ham to score. So you know what I mean? It's one of them, and I don't, and with City with Champions League in midweek, you don't know what they're gonna do. It's just
this is the thing, otherwise that's why I've just thought, okay, I'll go harder, because otherwise I would have been looking at another captain choice, but I'm thinking, I don't even know whether or not Pep can be. It could all be Haaland that's on the bench, which means you've got to make sure you get your vice captain right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. It gets interesting now. This is when you need to make sure you've got a stable bench just in case one of your guys don't play. Because if Haaland wasn't to start against West Ham and City are winning, you know Pep already, he won't bring them on. He has some games where he doesn't make any substitutions at all. So, need to make sure that bench is strong, man. Because some people operate, make sure the main 11 is good and then dash anyone on the bench. And then if one person misses out, then that's when they feel it. So...
All right, let's see what my fucking shit team did.
Look at the amount of points that you got, 76 and you were cussing. You're kind of like 76 is a bad total.
It's not good enough because Sanchez conceded a goal, Cole conceded a goal, Gabriel conceded a goal. Not good enough. Saka did nothing. Rodri didn't do anything for the first time in God knows how long.
That's where having Haaland as captain bails it out, because I've had weeks where I've not even got half that amount of points there. I've had weeks where my whole 11 have just got points for starting. No one's returned.
I just weren't happy with it. And the fact that Trent bailed me out on the Sunday, I was hoping for more from Saka. Ain't gonna lie. Diaby, again, I didn't really expect too much from him against Liverpool, but I figured that you guys play a high line, he might get in behind you guys against them. And I thought Rodri might boss the midfield against Fulham, and they were struggling for the first 20-25 minutes. So yeah. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. Luis Diaz did okay against Villa, but all right, I'll take 76 points. And I won only because Trent got the bonus points. I beat Ash
by one point,
something like that.
Ooh,
or was it three? Might
be three. I know Trent pulled out the English. You know Trent's playing, bro. What's wrong with him?
No, he's injured, bro.
Proper injured.
Trent's out. He's out. He's not playing tomorrow. Remember, it's a hammy. As Klopp said, it's not the worst one in the world, but he said that a miracle. He's not playing. That's what I'm saying. That's why I've we'll talk about our teams later on, but that's why I've made the transfer that I've made.
That's my team. I've got nothing else to say about it. Like, I'm just hoping Nicholas Jackson will pull his finger out of his ass at the weekend. But as D said, fucking Bournemouth.
He's in top five players sold, so some people are getting him out because the value will drop. But it's one of them ones where you keep him, you benefit. He becomes a partial differential because the people that have sold him, but then you keep him, the value goes down, which is when you actually do sell him, you would have lost some money. So yeah, I'm not, like, don't get twisted, he looked kind of sharp pre-season because his pace and whatnot. Even if it was a case that I picked Chelsea players, I think there's better value in other people. Equals seven, like, as I'm saying, people have to get out of the mind state of thinking whether or not the team are going to win or not, which is why people are getting Awoni and who's been returning every game. You know what I'm saying? You've got to sometimes look at those people, and then that will open up the cash for you to do whatever with the rest of your
team. All right, bro, let's look at your team then for this weekend. And where is it? Crying out loud. This is it? This is the one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me zoom in then.
As it stands, you know, because this is the worst one. On Friday, you don't get as many leaks, but the worst one, because so many teams are playing tomorrow, you're going to get that early Saturday morning one where people come out and they're going to claim to know the Manchester City team and say, yeah, Harden's going to be on the bench, even though it's how many hours before kickoff. But yeah, as it stands, I sold Basham and I've got Matty Cash in from Klopp, confirmed that Trent is out. The hamstring, I'd be very surprised if someone doesn't have a good tool out of those defenders, with them all being fullbacks and opposition they're facing. The only problem is still has lost his place now, so I'll put him there, but it'll probably be Pickford in goal, and I'm not expecting Pickford to keep a clean sheet against Arsenal. He did last season, but I'm not expecting it this season, sadly. So you can kind of stuck keeper. But when I do use my wild card, both my keepers are getting turfed real quick. Get out of here. And so yeah, if West Ham do get something against City, it will probably be from a set piece. So kept Ward-Prowse in there.
Well, I think you'll be all right with Estupiñán at left in the team, because he's going to be a left back, and United ain't got no right wingers, so it'll probably be fucking Fernandez on the right,
rolling around on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So, how many points do you think you'll get this week then?
Oh my God, as long as Pep Roulette doesn't come, I'll say at least 55. As long as Pep Roulette doesn't come, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, D-Man, because, you hear that? He's underestimating his team. Do you think this is reverse psychology, so that if he gets more, then he'll be happy?
No, it's not. I don't know. A lot of these players are playing in Europe this week. So some of them might not get the minutes that you'd expect. You get what I'm saying? You never know. Postecoglou might do Pep and start Emerson Royal instead of Pedro Porro. Like, so I'm giving the fair up. You get what I'm saying? So yeah.
That team's got minimum 60 in that minimum.
We'll see if I make a change during the show, but I'm just contemplating another captain. I'm contemplating Guy Alvarez, but then if he's on the bench, I'm gonna punch my laptop. Foden will probably go nuts now he's not my captain, but hoping having one Liverpool player, because the early kickoff isn't. Otherwise, I would have gone with Salah. If this game had been later on the Saturday or it had been on Sunday, I probably would have been a Salah as captain still. Because he likes to go against Wolves.
Do you know what? If you didn't have Haaland as captain, I'd say you probably get about 50 points.
Haaland got two last season against
this is a different West Ham. This is an informed West Ham.
This is what people are saying. Demlock said earlier, because I just had it still on because I'd been listening to the Drive Time show, and Rory Jennings said you would have thought it would have been Newcastle, but the way it stands at the moment, he said this is Manchester City's toughest challenge this season.
To be fair, most people thought it was going to be Newcastle, and Newcastle turned up in nothing. So, yeah, they're probably right. This is going to be City's. It should be City's hardest test. If it was Newcastle at home, like with that St. James who played them, that's a different story. But yeah, this is probably their toughest test, man. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they come away with a draw.
You did what?
What?
With a draw.
Oh, okay. So, Ward-Prowse get that assist for me. I ain't got no City defender, so Ward-Prowse get that assist, please.
Corners, mate, but, corners.
But I'll tell you corners. What, we've just set pieces. It probably is worth getting a West Ham defender in when you wild card, because whether it be Zuma, a Gerd or whatever, they're going to be getting headers, and Suchek's on my bench, but it'll probably be shipping them one, because that Ward-Prowse delivery is just... It's just pinpoint, and you know that free kick goal's coming soon as well.
Oh, for sure,
100%. I can't believe his ownership is always so low. I captained him once a couple seasons ago. Do you remember there was a Wednesday game? It was a game in hand, and City beat Southampton. Was it like 6-2 or 6-3 or something like that? It was a double game week for Southampton. So flipping, actually, captain Ward Prowse in both games. He scored a penalty in, so he got double figure. In both games, so that worked, but tomorrow obviously, but yeah, we'll see what they can do, man. But yeah,
All right, D-Man, let's check out your team, my guy. Wow, okay, yeah.
Matters. Hey, some people are captaining Matters, you know, D.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm just happy he's in my team. I can't go against Haaland as captain, innit? So he might be my vice captain. I might switch it to my vice captain for Madison. I'm still looking at the two transfers, though. I'm still looking at, even though I made a transfer last week, I'm still looking at, do you know what I'm thinking? Taking out Isak, right? And I'm thinking of putting in Man United's new boy. Yeah.
People about it, you know, he was at my Atalanta, my other Italian team, but yeah, now
it might be a week too early because they're playing Brighton.
Yeah,
is it Brighton home or away?
Yeah, at home,
yeah, you know what?
But this is the thing though, Brighton have they beaten you in the last three still? But Brighton have been mashing up home wall, Brighton have been mashing Man United up
to the double last season, didn't they?
Pascal Grosch, baby.
The double last season, yeah.
I don't know. I'm either way, I'm thinking of taking out Isak, innit? I'm thinking about taking him out. And Akanji, I'm just not sure about Akanji. I'm not.
You've got Chilwell, wouldn't it?
It's a tough one. But
you happy with that midfield though, yeah?
On paper, yeah, because if you look at it, yeah. Matoma's gonna run, should run.
All your midfield could score this weekend.
Could get a return, that's what I'm saying. All of them could get a return. So for once, I'm actually happy with this midfield. But it's up top and the back. Like, I just don't know.
How much is Isak? 7.5?
Yeah, something like that. I'm sure I could do a straight shot for Wilson, but never look.
Yeah, Wilson's gonna stop. Wilson's
and gonna still, smash still, I've got a million in the bank as well. So
how about a million?
Yeah.
How many free transfers have you got this week?
Only one, just the one this week.
Well, do you know what? Wouldn't it just be worth putting Isak on the bench and putting João Pedro up front and saving a transfer?
But is João Pedro going to play there?
Yeah, is João Pedro going to play?
I think he will, man. Yeah. I think he will.
Well, ahead of who? Ferguson.
Well, Ferguson's just come back to training.
Oh.
Because he had a knee injury. So I don't even know if he'll be used against United.
If he does, ain't going to be a full 90 minutes.
Yeah, because of the knock. So... I'm surprised more people haven't got him, to be honest. Unless you've got your three Brightons like me, because the boy can finish, man.
Hold on. So, I mean, there's so many people, there's so many players. I could get Alvarez, I could get Vissa, I could get Darwin Núñez and Ketiel.
Núñez has got a little. I think he'll probably pay about half an hour tomorrow. I doubt he'll start because he got a little muscle twinge, so Bielsa took him off.
Well, Klopp said in the press conference today that he hasn't even spoken to Núñez since he's been back.
There you go.
Because he hasn't been in training, so.
Okay.
And it was a 30-hour flight or something stupid like that. I think it was a stop off and all that.
I know who you want, D-lad. Right. Odson Edward.
I saw him on there. I'll never get a Palace strike in my team. Even if I had a double game. That's not happening. Them are awful. I don't care what he did last time I saw him.
Odson Edward.
You know what? I'm tempted. I'm tempted to just go fourth. 4-5. No.
4-5-1. Well, if you've got Haaland as captain, that can run. 4-5-1 can run, bruv. The person that won it last year did 4-5-1 a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
It can surely run. I don't know, but that's the thing. Does Isak start?
It probably will be Wilson because of the fact. Remember, you're in Champions League now, homie. It probably will be Wilson.
You're in Champions League. We need a change as well. We need a change. So I don't know.
Decisions.
I'm saying it's that tricky time now. Yeah, it's that time where anything you thought about doing and you don't do, that person will probably score within the first 10 or 15 minutes and you're going to be effing and blinded.
Yep.
I think with the way Eddie Howe does it, even if he's like on the bench, he's going to get, 30 minutes?
And that's enough time for him to score. Yeah,
that's a half, bro. Yeah. So, you know there's going to be 10 minutes of injury time, so that's 40 minutes. So,
you might get... If he comes off the bench for the last 25, you might get another outrageous assist where he runs through the whole team.
Or he comes like he did against West Ham, come on and do that audacious chip with the bad boy celebration, mate. Hands on the hip, just watching them all go in. But
that's another thing we need to address on the show, because the way they're talking about Eddie Howe is like, man's going to get sacked. And I don't get it.
Not yet.
If we don't beat Brentford and Sheffield United, he is under a bit of pressure, but we'll see. I expect to be both of them, so.
We don't worry just yet, mate. We don't worry just yet.
But yeah, that's my team, man. I'm actually looking at it now. I might just have to keep it how it is. Might just keep out. Maybe swap a Kanji for Anderson, but yeah, that's me at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, I've done my team and I've thrown a couple of curveballs. First of all, with Trent being out, I figured, you know what, I'm going to have to bring in someone that's definitely going to play and has been doing well this season and is relatively cheap.
Yeah.
And as for the midfield, I figured, well, Rodri might not play because he played two international games. Obviously, it's a European game. But I thought I'd throw a curveball with this one. And I put in Udogie at left back.
I've been recommending him in the fantasy football fast because he's just getting forward and he's played like an inversion sometimes.
What time do you put him in?
I'm from the left.
What's that, D?
I said I could swap a Kanji and put him in with Udogie.
Yeah, could do. Could do. And I've gone with De Cordova Reid against Luton because
he's likely to return, man. He's likely to return.
I think he's got 13 or 14 points already this season, and I was thinking I was going to go with Harry Wilson, but now that Adama Traore is fit, he might lose his place to him. So I figured,
that's my type of picks, though, Declan Dover-Reed. These are the type of picks, and usually you tend to get them ones right.
I did it with Nicholas Jackson, the Luton game, Chelsea Luton. Who else did I do it with?
A lot of people. I mean, like, the proper rogue ones. Jackson wasn't really a rogue one because he's got decent ownership. I mean, like, we'll see what Decodorfer Reed does. But last season, you put Onana in and he scored forever. And I'm talking them type of ones that people... Those are proper differentials.
I'm trying to be more tactical this season, bro, because I've seen other people, how they put in certain players for certain games. And for me, it just seems, no disrespect, Luton are going to be cannon fodder this season for a lot of clubs. So more often than not, when Luton are away from home against the likes of Fulham and Bournemouth, and you're going to pick the Bournemouth or the Fulham players that are in form are the ones that are doing well. Now, in terms of the points, I think only Andres Pereira's got more points than De Cordova Reid, but do I think he's going to be as effective in the final third as De Cordova Reid? No. So this is one going for the lad. He's in good form at the moment.
And, as long as he starts, because he played for Jamaica, didn't he? So as long as he starts the game.
Yeah. Well, this is why I've put Diaz on the bench, because I think Diaz will start, but I'm not sure if he'll get 90 minutes, you know?
Probably come off the bench. It'll probably be Jota, Salah, and Gakpo.
Yeah. And up front, I've decided to go with those three because I think United are going to be in big trouble. I think his movement is going to be too much for United.
Too much for United.
As long as he starts, he should be with Ferguson. Knock, but yeah, because everyone got gassed by putting him in for the first game. Remember, it was a penalty that he scored in that first game, and he got taken out. The second game, he came off the bench and got booked. I was laughing. So many people had him. I was like, "Yep,"
and I was one of them. He said, "Matoma."
Well, who have Brighton got on Thursday?
I don't know, but their group's tough. Their group's much tougher than our group.
Right, let's have a look. Brighton fixtures. They've got AK Athens at home. They've got AK Athens at home, and AK Athens, they're a tricky team. Almeida's doing really well for them.
Yeah.
So, that's why I think that Joao Pedro will play against United, and then they'll go with Ferguson up front against AK.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you trust Welbeck tomorrow, but you never know. But I think with Diaz being on the bench, it's my insurance policy. So if any one of those players, De Cordova Reid or Joao Pedro, don't play, then at least Diaz will probably give me points. But I was worried about Saka because I heard he had an Achilles problem, but Arteta shut it down today. So
He would, though, but apparently he's been playing, whether it's been the quarters or the injections or whatever, apparently he's been playing with that for a while. But
I was tempted to put Gabriel in instead of Estupiñán, but then I remembered that obviously United have got no right wingers, so Fernandes is going to play there, or Pelestri. So I think Estupiñán's going to have a field day.
He's going to be flying forward, yeah.
So, yeah. That's my team, and I'm going to stick with it. Yeah. The thing is, I used both of my free transfers. But next week, probably, if Jackson doesn't return this week, I'm probably going to go for Højbjerg.
Oh, for Højlund,
sorry, Højbjerg.
Yeah. What's it?
Well, I might as well put Højbjerg as well. He might as well fucking
see. That's what I'm thinking.
What's it? So what? Have you still got money in the bank?
Yeah, because I've taken out Trent, innit? So I've got about 3 mil.
Oh, look at that. I've got this thing.
Wait, who's Man United got next week?
Man United will be away to...
Who's that? Might have to put him in this week.
Man United fixtures. They are away. Burnley. Yeah, well, Bayern Munich is midweek. Flipping out. Bayern Munich midweek and then Burnley away.
Bayern Munich this week coming?
Yeah, 20th.
Yeah, you don't finish.
Did you just watch Bayern's game? They got battered by Leverkusen, but somehow got a 2-2 draw.
You know what I mean? 2-2.
Yeah, Leverkusen got a penalty right at the end, but they missed. Victor Boniface missed so many chances. Oh my God. Oh, I was screaming. You would have thought Liverpool won. I was throwing stuff at the TV, but it was almost a touch.
Who's at home on midweek? Man United or Bayern?
I've not even checked.
So it's in Germany.
Oh, you look done.
Hey, Harry Kane's going to show you what you should have bought, maybe.
Hey, listen. Oi, but this week, though, Haaland, there's no better place to make a debut than at home, isn't it? Old Trafford. Surely, your first start at Old Trafford, he might just bang, you know?
Yeah, well, with the way how Brentford play, with his strength and he's got some pace as well, he might be able to do something. But I don't know what it is when I pay Brighton, Pascal Gross turns into Zinedine Zidane.
He does. Shows no mercy, mate. No mercy whatsoever.
You said you've got Burnley next week, innit?
Yeah.
They can't go winless forever. They can't go winless forever.
Just crank up the pressure on Ten Hag, yeah?
Nah, they got to give him.
We've got to look at his play at the moment.
We got Sancho to talk about as well. We got a big show tomorrow. You know, we got Sancho Maguire outside of the internationals, then the Prem roundup. You get me? So.
Yeah. The internationals out the way. So when I come, we could talk about the nitty gritty, the real stuff. Yeah, the realness.
What, Bruno Guimaraes to Liverpool? Okay, cool.
£100 million bid. Relax. He's signing a new contract imminently, yeah?
Remember, that piece just shilling there. We're saving it for Bruno. Someone who we would link to anyway, but it'd be 14, just that Newcastle just have a free run at him. They're idiots, man. I've read something about how they know about the players. These people know about the players from before. They're saying, like, Liverpool, United, and whatnot. They know about these players from before, but they let each other come blind them, and then they keep the eye on them. It's like, in their trial period, and they go in. And then that's why they end up having to spend some big money when you could have got these people for... You could have got Paulinho for not even 20 million for Sporting Lisbon. Now,
Paulinho signed a new contract for them, isn't
it? Yeah, but it's only so they can get more money in January.
More money for them, isn't it? Yeah. Well, that's what we've got to do with Bruno, bro, because right about now, his performances do not equate to 100 million, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but... So, I think Hal's left him a bit exposed the same way Casemiro's been getting exposed.
You're playing him out of position. Yeah. Look what he did for Brazil. He's missing two games, but because he's playing further up the field, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that's Eddie's problem. He needs to sort his props. on Tommy because we can't keep losing.
Will he start for you lot because of the schedule? Because these men have to come back from because of the turnaround, they have to come back by private jet.
Start him or Joe Linton because apparently, Longstaff's playing tomorrow. Apparently, he's starting. Yeah. Now, like you said, Bruno and Joe Linton are coming back from far.
Yeah.
Tenali got injured in
he got a knock.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah, so I mean, how played it down, but when he played it down, that means you're out for 4 weeks. But if Longstaff comes in, who's the other two that's going to play with him? Because
is Anderson fit or he pulled up from Scotland because he's got a knock or what's going on?
No, I think Anderson's fit. I think he pulled out because there's rumours that he wants to play for England.
Yeah. What? But you got more chance playing for Scotland.
I don't know. Well, he should rotate, considering we've got the Champions League midweek and the fact that we haven't really been on form, he needs to make some changes. But
yeah.
I don't know if this is correct. I've heard that Harvey Barnes will start and Longstaff will start.
Yeah.
Almiron got injured on international duty, but apparently he's okay. So
I was watching part of that game still. was it Venice? I can't remember who they played, but yeah, I watched like about 10-15 minutes of that still though. Albert makes me laugh, man.
Not make me laugh.
You should put a bet on see the odds on him scoring a goal with his right foot this season.
People think I'm joking. Watch his game, bro, and see if he ever touches the ball with his right foot. Let alone score with his right foot. If you've ever seen him touch the ball with his right foot, right, bro, he does not touch the ball with his right foot at all. At all. It's ridiculous.
Well, we talk about Anthony not being able to use his right foot and he's got the touch of a rapist, but we didn't mean it literally.
No. He took it there.
Woo! Not that he is, I'm just saying. It's just, it's a figure of speech. Anyway, boys, let's quickly talk about the Justice League, which we're all in together. We'll go to the No Trotters League in just a moment. But these are the results from the weekend. And happy days for everyone, I guess.
Come on.
Well, I drew.
We all won, yeah. Still with the Trent bonus. Oh yeah, you because Thing had the person off the bench get a deducted point, didn't it? Andrew, that's my boy, man.
Yeah.
Coach lost to Melito. Sam, okay. Not having Haaland caught up with Sam for the first time.
Yeah.
First time, he's been slapped for the last few weeks, but he's a joker.
Let's check the fixtures for game week 5 then. Who have we got? So, oh God, I've got E-Man. He got 85 points. Oh my God.
E-Man's the only person with 100% records in the whole in the whole thing, mate.
I'm going to die.
I'll play Moji. Okay.
Bro, you got to beat him because I'm telling you, if there's anyone that will come to anyone if they win, it's him, bruv, yeah? You hear me? It will just come. It will come with that talk. Cray Twins and that.
I'll do my thing, mate. What's the league table saying, though?
Who's your brother playing?
Yeah, who is he playing?
He's playing Coach. He's playing Coach.
Oh, okay.
Man's paying coach.
Yeah. Okay. Where's the league table? I don't bring this one up. I bring him up.
Just got the standards.
Fuck it. I'm ninth. Where is it, bruv?
Standards.
All right.
Standards. The bandwidth. Right, the bandwidth, now.
Oh. Okay. So, I'm 8th.
Yep. Ooh, all three of us.
We're right there. 8th, 9th, 10th.
Not bad. Not bad. But I know E-Man's going to absolutely obliterate me, man. He's going to obliterate me. Then again, let me have a look at his team.
That's what I'm saying. Look at his team, man. Look at his team. The joke was, I played him the week I got Alvarez in, and he got Alvarez too. So I was thinking, did you watch FPL War? Did you watch it, mate?
Hold on. So he's got Alvarez last week anyway. Mitoma, Estupiñán. So we've got almost the same back line. Okay, he's got Onana. So
thing about him though, he's not afraid to take a points hit.
No, he's not. He's not. So let's see. I wonder if he's going to stick with that team. I wonder. I wonder. He will. Boy, he will. He'll stick with that team.
You reckon?
Yeah, he'll stick with that team.
No, your Doji will start, bruv.
I'm bringing him in, you know. I'm actually bringing him for a candy because at least I know he'll play.
Your Doji will start because them runs, and remember, Bulldog's out for Sheffield United. I'm expecting points from him, bro. Destiny. He's at Tottenham as far as I know.
Oh.
Because they were asking him about like the inverted fullbacks, and I don't know if you heard he goes, oh, I'm just copying Pep, mate. I was bedding up. You know how funny he is. I heard some of his press conferences at Holland Stowe about the one when they were going through the old firm thing, and then they were like, oh, like in terms of like your tactics or whatever for Rangers, where does it rank in your list of priorities? And he said, probably after what I'm going to have for dinner later. He's like, he just shut them down. They were gas. And he's just like, he doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what are you getting excited for? Playing Rangers. Oh,
well, you know what? But, it's all good. It's all good and well. When the pressure starts getting cranked up, let's see how funny he is then, innit? Yeah. Let's see if he's still got that.
Oh, mate, it's going to be fire.
Fire. Out. Yeah. Yeah, cool. We know how these Spurs managers go anyway, but we'll see.
No, I like him. I'm a fan. I told people watch them because they're thinking, oh, it's not a name, but that's the point. They've tried names and it's not happened. Let someone come in, do their thing. He showed them he wanted Maddison. Basically, the way they were insinuating was like he was saying that he showed them he wanted Maddison. Otherwise, Maddison would probably, unless it was a case where they could have swayed him. It might have been a Newcastle thing. Obviously, the London thing and whatnot play a factor as well.
The money, he was showing agent fees and the wages, bro. We were never gonna compete with that, bro.
He's doing his thing though. But it's gonna be interesting. But Tottenham are very entertaining to watch right about now.
All right, let's go to the No Chofters League.
Where they move from the ball.
Well.
What's Rodgers saying?
He's bottom. He got 88 points though, to be fair.
Look at that.
Not bad at all. So yeah. Steve McCarthy is top. I can't believe it.
Hey, like, big up Steve.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Yeah. Got Davor at Motherwell in second.
Who's in Steve's team?
Steve McCarthy's team.
Yeah, who's in Steve?
Oh, okay, let me have to bring it up with the hang about.
Apart from Ireland.
Where is it? Okay, hold on. Bear the one moment. Fucking, I got 112 points last week. Jesus. All right, hold up. Come on, StreamYard. Don't fail me now. There you go. Okay, right. Let me move that out of the way. Bring this one forward.
112 points.
Okay.
Hey.
Not bad. Not bad. Allison, 8 points.
8 points.
Team of the week.
Trent.
You can't go out, Joe. How you let this brother score 3 goals? Ridiculous.
But like Evan, bruv, he's a finisher, bro. He's a finisher.
I don't care. You should not be doing that, bro.
No. I was watching that. I thought, no. So I'm scared. Just don't change. Obviously, I suppose it's because Tonali, but I'm just thinking like, no.
Well, we had a Villa performance last season, bro. Away from home on a 12-day kickoff and we got wiped up by Villa.
Oh, that was horrible. I was driving back on the radio. I heard one Newcastle attack. It was a shot by Isak. I thought it was all Villa. And I thought, nah. When I stopped, I had to message Jess. I said, what is going on? He said, bro, it's abysmal. It's like, it's terrible. I thought, what is this?
Well, boys, thank you very much for your time again. Good luck for the show tomorrow. And speaking of the show, your stuff.
Thanks, man. On Top FM, 95.5 FM, us, the D&D Football Factory, go live every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to midday.
Sort out that bloody whistling noise.
I don't know what it was. I don't think people perfect to perfectly honest, but yeah.
You got that burner phone next to the mic, that's what it is.
No, I moved it. I put it next to Sam. The man said top boy.
Sam was creating all the static.
And he had the flipping thing on as well. And I thought, God, I didn't realize it till afterwards because I had the
The aircon.
He had the aircon on as well.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Sam.
I didn't realize it until the second half. Get this way. But yeah.
All right, boys. No. Thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, just that the Twitter for the DD40 Factory is DD40Factory _.
Yep.
So, But yeah, that's it, man. That's it. All good. Good.
Lovely. Excellent. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back, hopefully, next week. So until next time, don't get 88 points.